You're listening to The Real Short Box, a comic book podcast made for geeks by geeks.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Real Short Box. We're doing our little short 15-minute, 20-minute pods, and we have a very interesting topic. It's going to be on controversy in DC cinema.
Oh, so sorry, guys. I was just shitting in somebody's bed.
whoa. Come on now. That is unethical and inappropriate.
My apologies. But, yeah.
Get you fired.
It was a bit of a mess. Let me tell you, I don't want to say diarrhea, but, you know. Woo! All right.
I sure hope you didn't do that in, you know, your significant other's bed, because that would be very nasty and inappropriate and very unladylike, I must say. Would you agree, Professor Turner?
Well, he's not a lady, so I can't agree.
I do what I want.
He doesn't need, he shouldn't be acting ladylike.
I'll cut you if you give me shit anymore, Kevin. You understand me?
Of course. Hey, of course.
Don't harass the black man.
Hey.
That's right.
This is all about controversy, and with controversy comes cutting and shitting and pissing and bitching and moaning and all.
And that's going to people's hotel rooms and beating them up, apparently.
I want to go to Hawaii and get a restraining order. That's what I want.
Oh, that's your goal in life, to go to Hawaii and start trouble and get a restraining order?
Apparently, yes. This is ridiculous, guys. The things that people think that they can get away with, and that the DC universe seems to just be cool with letting slide by. Marvel got like just a whisper about James Gunn and immediately dismissed him and was like, oh, we got to cut ties with James Gunn. Let him go.
And but, DC came back right away and was like, we'll take you.
Yeah,
that's true. Like,
you did what? Oh, is that all? You're in, you know. But to be fair, that was a smart move on DC's part because it ended up, you know, I mean, that was a long time ago. He was just being stupid. We all have been stupid in our past. I get that, you know, and it wasn't like he was abusing somebody or slapping or stealing or anything like that. Wasn't shitting in anybody's bed, but, you know,
James Gunn. It was on brand for him, who was working in trauma at the time.
Absolutely. Yeah. He was working at trauma. He aimed to misbehave. That was kind of the way trauma is, honestly, and has always been. So it was within brand. Yeah, you're 100% correct. But I think what Kevin's talking about is the recent controversy that we've seen with people such as Ezra Miller and, you know, being having restraining orders filed against him, slapping people in other countries. I think it was, where was it? It was, I want to say the Netherlands or Sweden or someplace like that, where he just slapped the shit out of some lady because he didn't like the way she sang karaoke or something, pushing some woman. He's been in relationships where he's been violent in the past, and now they've starting to come out in state that this has happened to them in the past.
He's allegedly choked a woman as well, allegedly.
Yep.
That's the thing in Hawaii.
Oh yeah, it was Iceland, by the way. The country was Iceland.
Was Iceland? Okay. Yeah. Amber Heard now live on trial against Johnny Depp, which is insane to me that Johnny Depp. First of all, before anybody investigated anything, they immediately released Johnny from, like, all of his roles and all of his work. Mm-hmm. Disney cut ties with him from Pirates. DC actually did do something this time. They let go of him from the Fantastic Beasts series.
Warner Brothers, you mean?
Warner Brothers, sorry. But, yeah,
well, they didn't get rid of Ezra Miller.
Right, yeah. And I guess, like, I don't know if, like, DC has a different hold on people, or they can say, hey, Warner Brothers, wait, you know, we have to decide or not.
Because, well, you're right,
Kevin.
There was one exception to the rule.
Johnny Depp was Warner Brothers. Oh, yeah, that's right. Go ahead.
You know, and this I find disturbing. Ray Fisher, they let him go, and all he simply said was stated about the abuse that he and other cast members endured from Joss Whedon. And for that, oh, he was kicked off to the side. They canceled a Cyborg movie. I mean, there was parts of the social media that attack Ray Fisher, and then his castmates came to his side and said, "Look, he was right. This actually happened." And Zack Snyder got his back, as he says. Zack Snyder treated us great. Joss Whedon did it, and now Zack Snyder has rewarded him with casting him in the movie Rebel Moon that's being in production right now.
Oh, nice. Okay. All right. That's what was my worry, that we haven't heard anything from him in a while. And I was concerned that he was still canceled. But it sounds like they brought him back, which is great.
Yeah, he was canceled and blackballed for a while. But thankfully, you know, things are starting to, you know, improve for Mr. Fisher. Because he deserves better. Again, he didn't commit any crimes. He didn't beat anyone up. He just said, he told the truth. Like, look, this is what was going on set. And that was that. But instead, it seems like, you know, once you guys cross that thin blue line, ooh, you're not supposed to talk about these things. You got to go. But guess what? The people who fired Ray Fisher, they've been removed from the new Discovery Warner's management. So what goes around comes around.
Bravo. Yes. Yeah, full circle then. And that's full karma circle at its best.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so speaking on the whole Ezra Miller thing, it's hard to ignore it. There is actual film footage of him doing some of these things, particularly that one that you're saying was in Iceland.
Yes.
That is seen. That's on film. We could see that. We could see him roughing up a woman. He says that that wasn't real, or that that was fictionalized or fabricated, or they were just having fun. It didn't look like it, but now that things are starting to come out more, it's starting to look like that that is truthful, that that wasn't the case, that it wasn't fabricated, that it did actually happen. And we're starting to believe more of these people that are coming forward when it comes to Ezra Miller. Now, I liked Ezra Miller's acting enough, but I thought he made a better Wally West than he did a Barry Allen. But I still think it's kind of crazy the way he acts and the way, I guess I should say they, them acts, because Ezra wants to be spoken in the
pronouns, these different pronouns.
Pronoun, yeah. So I don't want to offend people that take that thing very seriously. But I also want everybody to know that we take abuse very seriously, particularly with this type of accusation. And it's hard now that more and more people are coming forward to ignore this. So it's really hard to say, you know, Ezra Miller deserves a certain percentage or a certain amount of respect when it comes to that. But
you treat him as you treat anybody else in a situation
right,
like this.
Get away with treating anybody the way he wants. And there's actually been accusations, and this is true. You can look it up. There's been accusations of him talking to other people that want to use the they, them pronoun and saying good girl or hello girl, lady, you know, things like that, using those types of terminologies to upset people. And it's interesting that that took place, or supposedly took place. So there's a lot still coming out about Ezra Miller that we don't know. And probably a lot more will be coming out and making their way into the light. So
absolutely,
that's going to be interesting. And I think we're all going to be keeping an eye on social media to see what more progresses as that moves forward.
But didn't he just do something in Hawaii where he tried to fight a bunch of people in a bar? He got mad because nobody was fighting him?
Yeah, Ezra did try to fight some people at a bar because he did get upset. Yeah, something along those lines. And I can't remember if that's the karaoke one or not, but he did get upset. And he actually was upset at the people that were hosting him and became combative. And that's where they filed this restraining order against him so he couldn't come back to their place and try to harass them. And that's unfortunate because they were being very polite and nice and hosting him and you know, having them in their home. And he just starts treating people like that, or, you know, Ezra starts treating people like that. So it's very upsetting, very upsetting.
Can we bring this back? You know, we're talking about all this stuff. Can we bring it back to all the accusations that Joss Whedon had? Was there any repercussions for that we know of?
I mean,
towards Tim?
Mm-hmm. As far as his career, I don't know of him having gone forward with anything lately or been doing anything lately, so it might have affected his career in that aspect. But
I believe it has, because I heard people from Buffy and other shows came forward and said, yeah, he was abusive, he did this and did that. also heard apparently, allegedly, he was, you know, not good to his wife and cheating on her and things of that nature. But what, again, allegations.
To be alone.
But did DC have anything to say about it?
I don't know if they did. Did they release
it? That's very cool.
Yeah, I don't think they did release a statement. With Josh, though, with Josh Whedon, I think that he also wasn't allowed to be in a room with certain actors from Buffy as well because of his mistreatment and the way he acted around them and made them uncomfortable. So, or alleged mistreatment, I guess we should say, because it's still, and this is with everybody, you know, aside from Ezra, who we've actually seen they do things on camera, on film. So, you know, it's kind of like when Christian Bale got caught screaming and yelling at one of the guys on set because he kept getting in his line of sight. And apparently, everybody applauded him for doing that because that person was being disruptive on set and they were happy that he did that. But he still felt embarrassed by it and came on K-Rock, which is a Los Angeles-based radio station, to apologize about his behavior. So, you know, and that's another DC, you know, actor. I don't think that was a DC property at the time that he was doing that. But, you know, then he went on to be in The Dark Knight and The Dark Knight Rises, you know, and stuff like that. So, you know, you're going to have that. That's going to happen. You know, misbehaving has happened since the dawn of the film age and before, right. You know.
Right. It's not a solid age.
Yeah. And they were just, I think, better at hiding it back in the day because there wasn't all this social media and there wasn't ways to film and get things.
Plus they had fixers. They had people out there who were out there to clean things up. So the minute you got into a drunk driving accident or someone assaulted a woman or something like that, there'd be someone from the studio would be right there to clean it up and pay some hush money and tell the press and take care of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting that that doesn't exist anymore because it can't technically exist anymore because it's just too out there. What are you going to do? Are you going to pay the internet?
Yeah, exactly. And even if you did, people will still, they don't care. They'll take the money and still spill the beans.
Right. You can't pay the internet to be quiet. That's one thing the internet will never be, is quiet.
Yep.
And that's interesting. As far as the Amber Heard thing, let's dive into that real quickly. What do you think the ramifications of this are going to be? Because it does sound like everybody's leaning towards justice for Johnny, meaning that she was abusive towards him and her abusive behavior should get her kicked off of and removed from Aquaman from the film. I think that they're done filming or almost done filming that sequel. And she's in it, so I don't see how they could refilm it with her. And I think that that's going to affect their box office, too, ultimately.
Well, at this point, it is what it is. What's done is done. They could have removed her ahead of time before they went into production, but it's too late, just like with Ezra Miller. Same thing. So at this point, she's just not going to be in Aquaman 3, or if they ever do another Justice League movie or any other movie that she was contracted to appear in. You simply don't have her appear there. Because, again, here's my thing. You know, with all things being equal, you got to be fair to everybody. If you're going to tell this actor, well, your behavior says that you cannot be in this movie or you can't do this and do that, then these people who actually have documented evidence should be treated the same way.
Right.
I can bring up something.
If Ezra Miller or it gets removed from future projects, then Amber Heard should get removed from future projects. That's what you're saying, basically, yeah?
Yeah, just like with Will Smith. You know, Will Smith, for essentially the next 10 years, can't go to the Oscars, and a lot of his projects have been put on the shelf, have been canceled and whatnot. So if that's the case, you do it with them as well.
I'll say this, though. The DC, they do have a history of reshoots. They could always go reshoot her with a different actress, all her scenes.
It's true.
Expensive.
But yeah, I'm
sure. They feel it's worth it for the box office.
It could be quite expensive. I don't know if it'll be worth it for the box office. I think that DC might be willing to gamble a situation where the woman is the accused abuser versus the man. More so, I think they might be willing to take the risk. And I don't think that's right, but I think they might be willing to do it. And that just speaks volumes for abuse towards men and how that's seen in today's society.
That's true.
a man can say that he was hit by a woman and, you know, people will laugh. But, you know, the moment a woman says she was hit by a man, it's a very serious situation.
Very true.
And I think that abuse across the board should be looked at as wrong, and it should have swift justice as far as, like, specifically in film. You know, if you're going to have somebody in a film, if it's a man and you remove him from the film because of abuse, because of violence, and you should do the same thing for a woman. So, but I don't see DC doing it. I'll be surprised if they do. If they do recast or do reshoot, I'd be very surprised. I don't think it's going to happen, but we can always be hopeful for it, I guess.
Because if this was Marvel, you know what would be happening. The movie would be shut down. We'd never see it.
Yeah. Possibly, yeah. Actually, yeah. Disney, Marvel, they're very, very quick and swift with their judgment when it comes to those kinds of things. Much more so. And that's good and bad. You know, again, it's interesting to see that DC's kind of backed all the wrong horses. You know, they're producing a film with Amber. They canceled Johnny Depp's films. Disney, though, has done the same thing. They canceled Johnny Depp in Pirates. So there's no future Pirates films with Johnny Depp. They're trying to reboot, I think, as far as that's concerned. So it'll be interesting to see moving forward how all of this plays out, and what future issues pop up with these characters, you know, if we see somebody else in some type of trouble in the future. Because let's be honest, in the acting world, there's always something new. So it can very much happen, very much so.
And one thing that does suck in this day and age is the court of public opinion, because people can easily be manipulated one way or the other. So, you know, you have a trial going on right now, a defamation suit between Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. So hopefully, you know, all the facts come out and then all the facts are laid out, and then people will know the truth as far as it's being presented. But people on social media, we need to be very careful, you know, accusing people or assuming things unless you have evidence, like we do in some of these cases. You know, you have actual evidence. But, you know, the court of public opinion can definitely affect someone's career for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunate, but true. But that's our, I think that's going to wrap us up, right, with our little short but sweet here. We want to thank you all for listening. You can find us on all popular audio streaming podcast platforms, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon, Apple, et cetera, et cetera. You can find our live podcast shows most Mondays at 7:30 p.m. Pacific time on YouTube. So you can find us there, and you can also find these lovely little short box shorts that we have, much like this one, that are available as well. So if we don't see you out and about anytime soon, perhaps we'll see you
at the delightful but sometimes creepy comic book shop.
This has been The Real Short Box. We'll see you at the comic shop. Thanks for listening.